Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Debt to Pay by Reed Farrell Coleman. Read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. He didn't like exposing himself to video cameras when there were no crowds affording him his usual anonymity. His talent wasn't just for killing, but for blending in as well. He was like a khaki-colored pixel in a camouflage pattern. Stare at the pattern long enough and the individual pixels disappear. Today he meant to put the world on notice that he was back, and the time had come to repay his creditors. He very much wanted to do both, and had waited more than a year for this opportunity. Still, he couldn't afford carelessness. He was seldom careless. He had taken precautions, and the soaking rain was doing its part to cooperate. The gray was so heavy in the air that it seemed like its own weather condition, separate from the rain and mist. He parked the stolen Yaris out behind the building, because not even he could haul his intended cargo out the front door and hope to get very far. He went through his mental checklist, padded his pockets, and exited the car. He walked through the alleyway, turned right, and then right again. There were people on the street, many people, their heads down against the weather, too busy fussing with umbrellas to take notice of the little bearded man with the long gray hair and pork pie hat shuffling by them. Nor did they notice his large belly beneath the ill-fitting green Macintosh he'd bought at a church thrift shop outside Paradise. While he was unrecognizable, he made certain not to look directly into the security cameras as he entered the building. He knocked at the office door, turned the handle.